Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of African Lady and a Baby. It's me again, Stephanie Oki. The other day on my Instagram page, I put up something saying you cannot pour from an empty cup. And the reason I said it was because it did come from my heart. It was something that had been on my mind because that entire week I had felt really exhausted. I felt mentally drained. I felt physically tired, and I just felt all round, you know, drenched. And I just could not give anything to the world in that state of mind. And so I just went quiet. And you know, if you follow me on Instagram, you would know that I am relatively active on there, especially on my stories. And then it just got me thinking. I was praying. I was saying a little prayer. I have an app where I listen to prayers and stuff. And then there was just a part where, you know, they mentioned you cannot pour from an empty cup. And it just really hit me because that was exactly how I was feeling. And then it just got me thinking about everything around that saying. So, you know, what is an empty cup? Doesn't mean I'm empty. Doesn't mean my brain is dead. Doesn't mean, you know, there's nothing on my mind really. I mean, does it just mean I lack creativity at that point in time? And the answer to me when I thought about that was no, it doesn't mean that. Sometimes, besides and beyond being tired, there's also the question of what you're giving to the world. Are you giving something that's beneficial? I.e., like, are you giving something positive? Are you adding a plus, or are you taking away from people? Is what you're giving something that is going to make somebody's life better in any way? And when I say better, I don't mean you're assisting them in improving their lives, but whatever you give to them will just add something positive. It could be just a positive feeling for the day, and that is something you've added to somebody's life. When a cup is empty, you really cannot give anything. There's nothing to give. And you know, that emptiness sometimes could also mean negativity. So if you have a platform where you talk to people, where you give out any form of information, where people are listening to you, where you're being heard, and what you're giving out is something that is negative to people and making people feel uncomfortable, or just, you know, just not being kind generally, your platform is literally an empty cup, in my opinion. And so, you know, it just really occurred to me that I was not in the greatest state of mind. It didn't mean I wasn't creative at the time. I was. I probably even did a vlog or two in that period that you will find on my YouTube channel. But I just didn't post much on Instagram because the feelings I had within me were feelings that were not particularly positive. And if I had gone, because a lot of times the things that I post, yes, they're meant to encourage other people, but they're usually from my mind. They're usually from the way I'm feeling. And I didn't want to be giving out anything negative to anybody. I didn't want people feeling the way I was feeling, right? Because I mean, unintentionally, I could find myself, you know, thinking up quotes or thinking up things to say that would inadvertently make people feel down, right? And I just didn't want that. I just felt that was not right. You know, the message here to anyone who's listening is that sometimes you really have to be mindful of what you're giving out, especially if you have a platform that you intend to use as a channel to get to other people. You have to be very mindful of what you're giving out to people so that you're not pouring or you're not dishing out negativity and you're not literally making your audience uncomfortable. Now, that's not to say that uncomfortable is bad. Sometimes making your audience uncomfortable can be good. I'll give you an example. Recently, there's been issues with Black Lives Matter. It's definitely an uncomfortable topic. Racism, racial injustice, racial issues are very, very uncomfortable things to talk about. But that is an uncomfortable topic that needs to be heard. It's something that will end up yielding a positive result in the end. And so, you know, making statements about race that make some people feel uncomfortable might be necessary to yield a positive result in the end. So when you think about what you're dishing out to the world, remember that, think about it, even if it might seem like something, and it's not negative, but it might seem like something that's making your audience uncomfortable. What is the result you're trying to achieve? Are you trying to achieve something that will yield something positive? Or are you trying to make people uncomfortable for negative reasons? Are you trying to achieve a negative thing out of it? Are you trying to make somebody so unhappy that they just go and cry or something? Like, really, really think about what you're dishing out to the world. And that's where, you know, pouring from an empty cup, literally, these are the things I thought about that surrounding that little saying of not pouring from an empty cup. This is going to be a relatively short podcast because this is all I wanted to say, so it's not going to be too long. I do appreciate you guys who take your time to listen to me, and yeah, if you enjoyed this, don't forget to share it with your friends, family, co-workers, and those people who are pretending to be your friends but aren't really your friends. Share it with them too. You can find my podcast on Google, Apple, Spotify, Radio US, Castbox, and a host of others. Until next time, guys, have a great day. Stay blessed, stay good, stay happy, and don't pour from an empty cup. Bye.